Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lauren and Seb with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the organisation that ran Queensland's first permanent pill testing site has released an evaluation report revealing around 1 in 10 samples contain drugs that people were not expecting. The report released on Thursday also found about half of all clients had never spoken to a health worker about alcohol or drug use before. The Loops evaluation considered the 12,000 samples from checkpoint sites at Bowen Hills and Burleigh Heads, which were in operation for a year before being defunded by the LNP government in April. Despite a formal right to information request lodged in June, the government refuses to release the independent University of Queensland evaluation of the initiative promised by the former Labor government.
The Queensland government is reviewing e-scooter and e-bike regulations, with Transport and Main Roads Minister Brent Mickleberg refusing to rule out a ban of e-devices in an interview regarding the review this week. In conversation with the ABC, Minister Mickleberg stated that he was prepared to look at any solutions that are going to address safety due to widespread community concern over the danger of e-mobility vehicles. The Queensland Government review comes after the Queensland Fire Department stated that they suspected 4 fatal fires to have been ignited by e-scooters since 2022, with the inquiry currently receiving over 1,200 submissions. The findings of the government inquiry are due to be released in March next year, with Minister Mickleberg hinting that the current laws require more than a minor tweaking.
And in national news, the Australian Dental Association has revealed that approximately 36%, or only 1 in 3 families, are using Australia's free childhood dental scheme. Government statistics elaborate that 2.6 million children that were eligible for the child dental benefit schedule in 2024, less than 1 million utilised the service. A Dental Association survey found that the scheme was confusing to parents, with many parents being entirely unaware of its existence. A Department of Health spokesperson has responded to the poor statistics, stating that Services Australia are currently attempting to raise awareness and increase uptake to the scheme.
House prices have risen across every Australian capital city in July, with the national dwelling value rising 0.6%. The rise comes despite the RBA's decision to hold interest rates early last month, with AMP chief economist Shane Oliver explaining that historically, house price rises have been linked to cuts in interest rates as it enables people to borrow more. Brisbane house prices increased 0.7% in July, with Domain's chief of research and economics, Nicola Powell, explaining that the rises lock out so many people from purchasing a house, with interest shifting towards units because of the landscape of affordability.
In international news, US President Donald Trump is set to sign off on executive orders for his tariff plan today, following the 90-day delay on his initial tariff orders. Since the first set of tariffs were imposed on almost all countries in April earlier this year, today it is predicted that there will be higher tariff rates imposed on certain countries. U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, for example, forecasts a 35% tariff imposed on all Canadian goods. Despite back-and-forth negotiation between the countries, according to a post on X from Trump, Canada's recent declaration of intention to recognize Palestine as a state will significantly affect their likelihood of forming a trade deal. Australia is set to remain imposed with a baseline tariff, previously at 10% on most imports. However, recent indications from Trump show that this may be increased to 15 or 20%.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers late this morning and light winds. It's currently 13 degrees with an expected maximum of 20 and a minimum of 12. There is no fire danger today, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.